Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening and welcome to Signs of Life Radio, presented by the Forever Family Foundation. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us this evening. I am psychic medium Joanne Gerber, substituting or filling in for psychic medium Angelina Diana, who's our regular host, and I'm excited to be here tonight. I'm especially excited as I was learning about all the upcoming events that we have going on this year with the Forever Family Foundation. As you know, the Forever Family Foundation is there to educate and enlighten people who are experiencing grief, to experience connections with scientists, authors, and mediums on this show that you're listening to live, Signs of Life Radio, every Thursday. We have different speakers and mediums. If you have tuned in before and you're back again, thank you for your patronage and for listening to Signs of Life Radio. We appreciate all of our members and all of those out there who are contributing by listening to us and looking at our website and attending our events. The Forever Family Organization has several events upcoming. I suggest you go to their website because it's just way too many to mention and many more upcoming, and all the details should be revealed soon. Their website is www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please check out their website and all the events. You will not regret buying tickets for any of the events. People come out with a sense of enlightenment and healing, and we have all kinds of speakers, like I said, scientists and mediums and authors, and the list goes on and on and on. But I also want to tell everyone about the Holiday of the Earth raffle that is now, tickets are available on sale right now. And I encourage everyone to enter this because it's just going to be an amazing raffle. You have the chance to win a one-hour phone reading with one of the five certified mediums. And notice, certified mediums, yes. These mediums have been through a certification process that has invited them to participate as a certified medium for the Forever Family Foundation. Mediums that are certified for their evidential information, their integrity, and many other things. And you can be sure that connecting with one of the Forever Family Foundation mediums will help you with your grief and will give you a better understanding of the connections that we have with the afterlife. So you could win a reading with one of five, unless you buy a lot of tickets, and I encourage you to do so. But you will win a reading with one of five mediums: Lynn LeClaire, Neil Sapowski, Janet Meyer, Lee Ashley, and Renata Santarelli. And the mediums rotate and take turns in offering their services with the Forever Family Foundation. You'll find that you'll see most often mediums at most of their events. And we fully support this organization as volunteers with all of our heart and soul. It's a wonderful organization, and I really encourage you to check it out if this is your first time listening to Signs of Life Radio. So tonight we are going to be treated with a very special guest. And our special guest is another fellow certified medium from the Boston area, and it is Siri Burnson. And Siri is a wonderful medium. She's also intuitive and a Reiki master. Siri teaches classes and workshops in mediumship and psychic development. She's well known for her evidential mediumship. She works with clients all over the world in providing them with closure and healing through mediumship, through the connection with your loved ones on the other side. And tonight, Siri and I are going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to be taking some calls for readings. So I encourage you, if you haven't already dialed in, the lines are lit up. I'm not sure if you're able to call through, but keep trying. Please keep trying to call in. Ah, the producers, I got a confirmation from the producer. The lines are loaded, yes. So if you can't get through, you've got a redial button. Just keep hitting that redial button. And you will enjoy, if you can't get a reading tonight, you will enjoy listening to the show, I hope. And, you know, sometimes with the readings that we do as mediums, you can be in the same room or just listening to a show and connect with that energy of love from our loved ones on the other side, and actually receive a healing without getting a message directly. When I've done demonstrations, which are large groups where people gather to receive messages from loved ones by a medium, many people come up after the show and they say to me, I didn't get a message, but the message that you gave to the person, you know, two rows in front of me, wow, I could really feel that, and it felt very healing to me. And the truth behind it all is that's what it's all about. It's about the healing. It's about the compassion. And it's about the love. Because without the love, we wouldn't have the bonds that we have with people here or with people on the other side. And we know how important love really is. We've witnessed this even most recently with the events in Boston. People just bonding together, strangers helping each other out, putting others' needs before their own needs, taking risks to help other people and save other people. That's love. And that's what life should be about, is that unconditional love. What can I do for you? Not about what you can do for me. So tomorrow when you go to work or when you go out into the world, maybe you should say to yourself, that might be a good mantra, what can I do for someone else today? And what you do for someone else will make a large contribution on a mass level to all the people in the universe, because we know that as we touch one, another will touch another, and so on and so on. The rekindling of our light continues. So go out tomorrow and kindle someone else's light, and let them kindle someone else's light. Because, in essence, we are all one. So I'm so excited about Siri being here. Siri and I have never duoed together on radio, but we have met each other, and I know a lot about Siri, and have made connections with her through some of the spiritual churches here in Boston, in the Boston area, and I'm really excited to introduce her. And send your energy out and to Siri Burnson. Siri, welcome, Siri. Yes.
Thank you so much, John. And it is such a pleasure to be on the radio tonight, because we are both Bostonians. And even though I moved to Boston from Europe, I still consider myself a Bostonian, because I've never lived anywhere else in America. And you are truly a Bostonian.
Yes, I am.
and the city is going through a big change right now, and we are all coming together. It's beautiful to watch it, because I live very close to where everything happened, and I've been watching. I went down to the Holy Cross this morning, and the masses of people, there were thousands of people lined up to go to the service, and not everyone got in. And it was just beautiful to see the energy of the people there coming together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It just... You know, it's, I think right now it's becoming so real to people that when it first happened, it was more surreal, and that it was shocking. And even though it happened, sometimes things happen so quickly when we, especially when we lose a loved one, that we're just not prepared. You know, we're not prepared emotionally or in any other way. And are we ever prepared? Probably not.
Probably not.
But with time, it does get better. And it's amazing all the people that, that are reaching out to complete strangers, and they have been, and the bonding. Yeah. And, you know, it just really, I feel it so deep in my heart that this is unconditional love. This
is
what we, as light workers, as mediums, as spiritual counselors, that we're coming together to help this movement, I want to say, to help this movement of peace.
I absolutely agree. And also, Boston is such a safe city. It's such a safe place to live in. And it is probably one of the safest places in one of the largest cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why also I think the shock is we're easing through the shock, but the compassion is really coming through more than anything else.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's beautiful.
And it's wonderful because we usually don't see that gentle emotional side in people, especially on the news, until something tragic happens. And, you know, we need to see more of this this bonding, this connection with others, this movement to create peace on Earth throughout the whole entire world. And it's just been amazing watching the courage, and, you know, it's just truly amazing.
It is truly amazing. And
it's
also
something that we're never going to forget.
Yeah, and also what is nice about this is that the world also is gathering around the city, because walking in the city, you see all these people from all over the world, and they're putting up memorials, and they're writing their names on memorials, and they're all speaking together, they're all coming together, and people, they're praying. You know, today I was on Boylston Street, a short distance from this, from where it happened, and people were praying there, and there were people that were kneeling down and crying, and
mm-hmm.
And there were people from all over the world. And that is also, I think, that this is one world, and we should all be loving in this world.
Absolutely. And I think that more people that are exposed to this and see this side of our human selves, the need to have support, to have that love, will help people to really open their hearts as well.
Exactly.
And open them emotionally to reach out to people.
Yeah.
And I think it's in a sense that, you know, those people that were there that day that helped others, you know, I strongly believe in angels, and I really think that, I mean, look at us tonight. Here it is that I'm filling in for Angelina Diana on a night that you're doing the show as the medium, and we're both from Boston, and this event just happened.
No, there's more to it also, because I've gone to see the marathon almost every single year, and this year, because I was helping out the Forever Family Foundation down in New York, I came back on Sunday, and I was really tired, and I was really playing with the idea of going to watch, and I would have been standing right opposite to the flags, because that's usually where I would go, because
mm-hmm.
that is closest for me to walk, and this year I was too tired, I didn't go. And I heard a voice in my head that said, no, stay at home because you are too tired. So I didn't go. And
mm-hmm.
then when it happened, I actually heard the whole thing. And then shortly after that, I went outside to see what was going on. And when I came back home, recently, this is really interesting. Talk about coincidences. I went to help out the foundation back in December. They had a 12-12-12. And I went to help out with that. 3 days later, my father passed the spirit. And talk about coincidences. On Monday, yesterday, when I came home, I felt his presence all around me. And then I felt his presence all around me. And then today is actually my father's birthday. So there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything happens in the right order, the way it happens. So it's really interesting that I went down to help out the foundation, and then I didn't go. And you and I were both from Boston.
Right. Yeah. Well, I
we
can
both,
say I'm glad you're here
both
with us
love,
tonight. I'm glad you're here with us tonight.
Right, and we both love the city.
We listened to your intuition, and you didn't go because you said you were too tired. Maybe if the circumstances were different on the weekend, If you weren't doing as much work or whatever, traveling, then you might have went.
Oh, I would have gone. Oh, I would have gone.
Like,
but it
you
was...
said, you would have been standing in that place where where everything happened. And, you know, it's not to say that, you know, those people were supposed to be there, but we don't we don't know. We don't know the deeper meaning of a lot of things. We can hypothesize and we can try to question things, and but we never will truly understand, you know, the deeper meaning behind that. And, you know, this is all part of, you know, I think of spiritual consciousness, of the energy shifting so fast throughout the world where all these incidents are popping up, and it's actually, you know, the way I think of fear, it's not a positive thing, but it does raise your awareness.
It absolutely does. It does teach you, and also I think that you can also deal with fear in a positive way, and when you deal with it in a positive way, it brings you closer to the light. Because I've gone through very hard experiences, and those hard experiences brought me into my intuition. It brought me into, I wanted to learn more about my intuition, and through my tough experience, I started taking classes in mediumship, and that's when I realized that I was in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through a horrific experience.
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting, Sherry, because that's interesting because, you know, most people, you know, that have not quite accepted the fact that they have this gift or ability, or maybe they're afraid of it, or maybe they think it's just their imagination. Maybe you can help by maybe sharing with us a situation that, you know, or a time going back in your, let's say, your days of developing as a medium in the earlier days where maybe, you know, what was it that convinced you that it wasn't your imagination, or talking, communicating with the discarnate was not something to be feared and that it was actually real? Can you maybe think of a situation that, you know, going back, that you might be able to share with us?
Yeah, well, I've always been one of these people that have always been fearless. I've always come up with an idea and I've acted on it. And through most of my life, I was an agnostic. I didn't really believe in anything per se. And so I was, this is shortly after I arrived in Boston, I was attacked. And that changed my life forever because I couldn't believe that somebody would be mean to me or evil to me. And when that happened, I had a choice. And at the time, I chose to find spirituality. I had to find meaning to life. And through looking for the meaning to life, I found all these spiritual people, and I found my teacher. And by virtue of doing that, I mean, I was brought so much healing, receiving messages from spirits and sitting in the energy of spirits with other people. I received so much healing. And then slowly but surely, I started realizing that what I thought were just my daydreams or just my kind of like wandering thoughts, because I had a really strong imagination, I had a really vivid imagination, and I studied art. I started putting it all together, that what the images that I would see and experience in my mind and the things that I would feel, they were not just my imagination. It was actually spirit communicating, connecting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like how it all happened. And I think the community of the people that become involved with spirits, it's usually a very strong, very loving community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no one experience, except that my experience, the crossroad in my life was when someone, you know, attacked me, and that really brought me onto the path of spirits. And I honestly think that today when I think back about it, that was meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never would have thought about
going to
a spirit gathering at all.
Yes,
never.
I mean you didn't graduate from college with a degree to become a certified medium. It wasn't like your goal back, you know, some X amount of years ago. We didn't even know, you know, probably that you know things existed or what a medium was. Most of us.
Well, I have to say though, back home, I'm probably one of the extremes on the other end that I didn't believe in anything. But I have to tell you, when I go back home, people, they think it's the coolest thing ever. We have been communicating with spirit all throughout the centuries, and my cousins and my siblings, they think it's kind of cool, and my mom thinks it's kind of cool. And my cousin, one of my cousins...
And that's back home in Iceland, right? You're talking
back home
about.
In Iceland, yeah, back
yeah.
home in Iceland, a small island up in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And my cousin thinks it's the coolest thing ever to be a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about a guy who's like 46 years old, you know, with a family and everything. And so my family is very excited about it, and my friends back home, they're very excited about it, being a medium. And I would have been on the other end of the stick thinking, oh, it's not that exciting. But now it's kind of an interesting life.
Yeah.
We don't fit into the norm, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes to show that sometimes when we're looking for our purpose, what we think might be our purpose may actually not be. Things can change so quickly. We can go walk through a door, take a turn on a street, and all of a sudden another opportunity will open up. And just when we think that that's the path, something else opens up. And I think when we're consciously aware, that's what our experiences hold for us. If we're not aware of them, then we don't see those open doors. And I think by tuning in our energy and through the practice of meditation and sitting for spirit, we have helped to open our minds so that we can receive this, which we can teach others, as you do and I do. We're teachers, and you teach psychic development and mediumship development classes. And so, it is something that can be learned. It's not something that just everybody is, everybody has the gift. It's just a matter, like the way I like to say it, is that, it's a gift and it's in a little box with a bow. Do you want to open it, or do you just want to just wait and push it aside or never open it? You have the choice, And I think when people turn up to classes and things because they feel they've had experiences that they can relate that to that might be connected with communicating with spirits or even psychic things, that when they step out and they have the courage to actually sign up for a class and experiment and learn, that it's probably one of the best things that they've ever had happen to them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you understand that. I certainly know. I think any medium or any psychic you talk to will probably tell you that they have no regrets.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never had a student that felt regretful. And the other thing also, mediumship, connecting with spirit or anything that has to do with intuition, we're born with the intuition.
Exactly.
It's just like singing. We can all sing. Some people have a marvelous singing voice, and some people are not as good, but we can all sing.
And if we don't try it, we'll never know.
Exactly.
It's just like taking an art course or learning to play an instrument, like I said, with music and things. It's just another gift, and it's another gift of choice that we have it, and there's different degrees of it, and there's different levels of it, and it's not like we're stuck at a certain level. We can keep learning. It all depends upon the person's energy. How far do they want to take their gift? Do they really want to do this? And some people just do it just so they can become more in tune with themselves, or maybe feel like they can make better connections with their loved ones by learning or taking a mediumship class. And others will walk this path and do many different things, as we do. And it's just really wonderful. I think that right now, what I'm seeing is that, as Teresa Caputo is one of our fellow colleagues, certified medium, and she has helped to open another door publicly with people's awareness that, mediums are normal people. we're not these people that sit in chairs and our head spins around like some of the Hollywood shows will tend to describe, and that we are regular people. You and I, we're all the same as everybody else. We've just made different choices with the work that we do, or choices to develop and open up and learn. And, we never stop, does it? The learning just never stops, Siri, does it?
Never stops, because I still take classes, and I love taking classes.
Mm-hmm. Because the more that we can learn, the more that we can teach others.
Exactly, yeah.
And, I think, I feel that's my purpose, learning and teaching and helping. And we don't do this because, it's something, people that don't know what we do, it's important for us to educate the public about what we do. Some people think we sit at a desk all day doing form readings for 8 hours a day. And
No.
We'd be literally probably on the other side if we did that for 8 hours a day. Every medium has their limits as far as how they use their energy and how they want to use their energy. It's something that... Okay, it's something, I guess we get calls, lots of calls waiting, so we're going to have to get calls in just a moment. Let's take some calls, Siri. What do you think? You want to?
Yep.
We'll take a short break. And then we'll start taking calls. So if you have questions for Siri, or you would like to make a connection with a loved one past, we'll look forward to connecting with you in just a few moments. Hang in there.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Well, good evening again, and welcome back to Signs of Life Radio. Tonight's guest, I'm Joanne Gerber, your host, psychic medium, filling in for Angelina Diana, and I'm here tonight with another Bostonian medium, Siri Burnson. We've just been chatting it up for the last 20 minutes or so, and now we're getting ready because the producer says the lines are loaded. We got to take the calls. So here we go. So we're going to go to line one, and we have Sophia from Hawaii on line one. Hello, Sophia.
Hi. Thank you so much for
Sophia.
Taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in. Siri's here to either answer a question or make a connection with a loved one. What would you like tonight?
Yes, connecting with loved one, please.
Okay.
So the one that I'm actually getting because this is going to be a very quick connection. I do feel like there's a woman that is actually wanted to step forward. I feel at some point in her life she feels like she's like a mother energy to me. And so to tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure yet if she's your mother, if she's an aunt. I just know that she's above you. That is all I know for now. She's wanted to come through to you. She's making me feel like she would have taken care of you at some point in your life. I also feel like she's pointing at her chest area. She's very thin. She's very, very slender. She's pointing at her chest area and saying that her lungs would have been filled with fluids, because I feel like I'm having a hard time breathing with her towards the end. I also do notice that she has darker eyes, because I'm looking at what I see as either brown or hazel eyes. And I feel like they're almost like almond-shaped, her eyes. And she's quite beautiful. And she's got this beautiful, I would say, sort of the olive skin. And I do notice that her passing was not an easy one, because I do feel like she had loved ones around her. And she's talking about having had, what I see, I actually see this as being, having three people around her. One of them is very, very close to her, and then there's two other individuals that are very close to her also that come and visit with her. And she's also making me feel right now that this month, the month of April, has to be significant, because there has to be a birthday anniversary, because I feel like she's wanted to show me the celebration in this month. And as she's drawing in a little bit closer, she's also showing me someone has a pendant or a necklace that either is in the shape of a heart, or this is a pendant that I can open up that has a picture inside of it. I just feel like she's holding on to a pendant, but she's talking about the love within the pendant. Are you understanding anything that I'm saying to you so far?
Yes, I can take some of the information there.
Oh, okay, do you understand this as being a mother that is coming through? There's a mother energy that is wanting to come through, and she's tapping on her chest. I also do feel, to tell you the truth, she would have been younger when she passes, as in I see her being in her late 50s when she becomes ill, and she's talking about having gotten what, like I see her in her beginning of her 60s, what, you know, if she's like 62, 63, I feel like I'm in my early 60s when she passes her spirit. She's a wonderful, lovely lady, as in she dresses quite nicely. She's not very loud. She's quite she's very tender in her energy, is in her personality. Do you now understand this?
Yes. Yeah, I think this is my grandmother.
This is your grandmother. Okay. Can you bear with me? Would you understand that your grandmother would have taken care of you at some point in your life? Because I need to talk about you when you are maybe when you're like 7, 8 years old, because I need to go back in time with you, because she's talking about you when you're like 6, 7, 8 years old, and that she would have been very, she's a very significant part of your life at that time. I also feel that she's talking about either you, that you are the one that is very connected to that which is, I have to tell you what I'm being shown. Now, even though you're from Hawaii, that doesn't say that you were necessarily raised or anything like that, but you're showing me Native American blankets, like what I would see in Arizona or I would see in the Southwest. There's something about either being very connected to shaman rituals or Native American, Indian American things. Do you understand this also?
Yes.
Wonderful. And she's also showing me that, okay, and she's making me feel like you're very intrigued by either, I have to be smoking a peace pipe with you, and that tells me that you have to be either the chief of your tribe or you are the one that is the peacemaker. She's just showing me. She's throwing white flowers all around you. So your grandmother is actually coming through almost like a mother figure to you, because I feel like she really had she's also talking about in the last 2 or 3 months, she's actually saying that the last 3 months have been quite difficult for you, because I feel like it's almost like you've been, there's tears that are coming down your cheeks, and she's saying that she's been trying to dry off the tears, because she's putting a tissue on your cheeks, and she's just saying that just hang in there, we will get through this time period. I also had to say to you, I feel that you wanted to hear from somebody else, and they need to let you know that they're by my side, but Grandma is the one that is connected with me. And were you hoping to hear from somebody else?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just want to let you know that there's a man that is standing by her side, and this man is actually feels to me he's quite a bit taller than she is. And I feel like the two of them would have been quite close, because I feel like I need to put the two of them close. And she's reminding you to wear the necklace. She's saying to you, wear the necklace, your favorite necklace. There's something
I'm
about
not
a
sure
favorite.
What's that, Sophie?
Okay.
Sophia?
Sorry, I'm not sure about the necklace. Yes.
Yeah, she's breaking up a little bit there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just remember that your grandmother is pointing at your neck, and she's saying that there's a pendant or there's a necklace. There's something about you will find the pendant and to please wear it, because there's something that gives you safety. It's like she's wanted to put the turquoise collar around your neck. There's something about the turquoise collar that she's wanted to put around your neck. And she's throwing white flowers at you. Now, grandmother is also, really quickly... She feels to me also like she's talking about somebody in life right now that is having a little bit of an issue with her knee. Whether this is arthritis or what, I don't know because I'm not an MD, but she's pointing at the knees and she's saying, you have to take care of this, as in, because I feel
I'm
like my right
sure
knee.
Sorry, I don't know all about that one.
Okay. What I've heard from other callers when I've done this before, they've had to go on, they've had to verify what is taking place. Whatever the heartbreak is that you've been going through the last 3 months, she's helping you on your path to recover. She's helping you to find the light again. And I feel like this has to do really do with the self-empowerment and the self-love,
okay,
if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay, right, well, thanks. Okay, so lots of love from your grandmother to you, Sophie.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in to Signs of Life, Sophia. Thank you very much. You have a good evening.
You too.
Boy, the lines are still loaded, and we're going to take Siri. You're with us. You're okay there?
Yep, great.
We're going to take this Fran from New York. She's on line two. Hello, Fran from New York.
Hello. How are you?
Hi,
hello, Fran. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you for calling, Fran.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. So
yes,
Siri's
I
here.
Can.
Okay. You have a question for Siri or a connection
Hi
you'd like to make?
Yes, I would love to connect.
Okay, so let me see who's around you.
Can
the
you hear?
Yes, we can hear you. The first thing that I'm made aware of, there's a man that is actually wanting to come through to you, and he is giving me the sense that either you are big into music or this. I feel like either you fill your home with music, I need to be singing with you. I'm not necessarily saying that you have the best of singing voices, but I feel like I need to be singing Edith Piaf, or I need to be singing love songs, but there's a lot of drama in the love songs. And this man that is coming through to us today, do you understand this, please?
Yes,
Fran?
I do.
Okay, wonderful. Because he's shown me Edith Piaf, the singer from the Second World War, the French singer. He's showing me that over and over again, and having that very dramatic voice, but having a wonderful voice and really enjoying it. And I feel like what he's doing with me right now, because I'm asking him to come in a little bit closer, and I feel like he is actually above you. So I have to talk about him being a father to you, because he's talking about being one above you. So he has to be a father to you. And what I see about him is actually he's quite slender. He's talking about having, he's pointing out his, if you could see what I'm doing, he's pointing out my tummy, and he's talking about that I feel like either I have liver issue or kidney issues, because he's pounding on my tummy and saying there were issues in my stomach area. And I feel like that is what it would have brought into his passing. Okay. And he's also saying that I feel like he would have been one of the people that inspired you become either the musical person, or he's this one who inspired you to be the greatest on stage. Because I feel like I need to put you in front of people. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Because I also feel right now he's actually sitting down at a piano with me. He's wanted to play. He's wanted to play. It could have been anything from Rachmaninoff to Bernstein. Like I feel that he could play jazz. He could play something that is beautiful, classical piece to something that is very upbeat, like ragtime. Like I just feel like he is. The only thing I can say about him is that he's like the encyclopedia of music. Not so much that he cares about who the composers are, but he could play almost anything. And I feel like he would have been the one. He has a wonderful sense of humor, because I see him also having like a thinner face, because he's kind of like, he's very touchy-feely, to tell you the truth, because he's actually putting his hands on my face and he's saying, I have a very thin face. I don't feel like he would have had a full head of hair. At least there's a thinning to the hairline. And he's the one that always would have been kind of like pushing you over the edge, as in nudging you one step forward. And he's the one that is saying that he's kind of like taking ownership, that he taught you never to have fear. He taught you always, always be courageous, always be the best, always shine like a star. And you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I have to tell you that he is a fantastic guy. I also get a sense that he would have had a fabulous sense of humor, that if I would have gone out for a drink with him, he would have been able to tell me fantastic stories, and I would have been in shock and awe, and I would have been, oh my goodness, and I would have been laughing, and I would have been crying, I would have been laughing so hard, and he does love to tell stories. And I feel also Now, also, yes. I have to say that either he was mentioned in a book, there's something about somebody wrote about him in a book, or there's some, his name has appeared in a book or in an article. Do you understand this, please? I need to
yes,
put his
I
name.
Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay, because I feel like he feels very honored the way they spoke about me in my, because I feel like this is, I'm going to tell you how it comes across to me. Like, I'm looking at a book, yet at the same time, I'm looking at a magazine that would be like The New Yorker. And there has to be a prestige mm-hmm. to whatever, wherever his name was put down in print. And whatever they wrote about him is quite magnificent. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to play it up a little bit, because I feel like mm-hmm. He's going with me, like he's really tooting. He's tooting the back of my head, and he's saying, we're tooting the horn, we're tooting the horn, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And you understand there's also being a dad.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just feel like he's somebody that when he was alive, he loved attention, just like he's saying that you love the attention. So I feel like you and your dad, you're very, very similar. There's a lot of similar energy. He's also talking about the month of May as it's coming up. I need to remind you to, I feel like either you're going for a picnic or you're going out to the countryside, or there's something about getting myself ready for a trip in the month of May. And this may be for Memorial Weekend, I'm not quite sure, but he's just saying that he will be joining you. And he's saying, make sure you put a glass of wine for me, too. Okay?
Oh, wonderful, yes.
How wonderful. Okay. That is wonderful.
Okay. So just know that your dad is the one that is coming through for you, and he's now tuning. He's going to be tuning your horn. Just know that he's there for you at all times. Whenever you call his name, he's right there. I feel like also I need to just acknowledge either the name is James, or there's a James connection to him also.
Okay. No, okay. I don't know who that would be, but I was wondering if my husband was with him.
Well, I'm just getting the sense of your dad right now. I'm that honest with you. Would you understand that your husband would have been a little bit stockier in his build?
Yes.
Okay. I have to tell you, your dad is the one that is more slender. Like, I feel like in my shoulders I'm more slender with your dad. And he's talking about there's a man that is standing behind him that feels more to the shoulders. Your husband is not the one that is talking right now, because I feel like your husband is being funny. He's saying that, well, you could never get a word in anyway. So what, you know, what's the sense of talking when your dad is here? And so I do feel, you know, okay. So I feel, would you also understand that your dad and your husband, they would have loved to have had a drink together?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to take the James. I'm going to take that. I confused it. I feel like they're saluting in Jameson whiskey. Well, there's something about the Jameson, because he changed the James to no, it's whiskey. Talk about the whiskey. So they wanted to just say they're kind of like throwing the glasses in. Okay.
Right.
So my apology that your husband is not as loud as his dad. That's not under my control. But your dad is the one that is. He's kind of like he's the conductor of the orchestra. Or he's playing the music, and he's encouraging everyone else to come with it, because I feel like your dad is by his side. And he's kind of like shrugging his shoulders. I'm sorry, your dad is a big talker.
That's okay.
Okay, so now
that's
you know
okay.
that the two of them are together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nice. And sometimes it's not always
wonderful.
You know the one we want to connect to that comes through. It can be whoever has the strongest energy. So you know your dad is there, and
well, I'm really happy.
Great.
Yeah, as long as they're together, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Two of them having
thanks
a blast.
So much for calling in tonight.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Siri. Okay, so we have another caller, of course, waiting in line here, and that it would be on line three. We have Rose from New Jersey. Hello, Rose.
Hello.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
Welcome to Signs of Life.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. Well, you're very welcome. Can Siri help you with making a connection, or do you have a question?
Yeah, Siri, I just want to know what you see for me with regards to employment and any other messages that you may get.
Okay.
We do, Rose, unfortunately, we don't really address the psychic questions. That's what you're asking about. Do you have a loved one?
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay,
one?
Then.
I'm going to go into something else, if that's okay, because I already know where I want to go with it.
Sure.
I have to, for some reason, Rose, I have to say to you that either you're a big dog person, I feel like there's at least two or three, if not three dogs in spirit that are connected to you. Do you understand this, please?
Three what?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
I don't
Rose,
know
you have
about
three dogs
that.
In
I don't
spirit?
Have any pets.
Okay. I need to still talk about... I'm just gonna go with it. There's a woman that is wanting to come through, and this woman that is coming through, she's holding onto a dog, which I see as being either a poodle dog or some sort of a lap dog. And the woman that is coming through, I also do get a sense of, to tell you the truth, I feel like she would have been in her 70s when she passed into spirit, because I'm looking at her as being just about 77 or 78 when she passes her spirit. I also do feel that I'm looking at her face, and I feel like she would have had very thin lips, and she has a very, very fine, very pale skin, as I'm looking at her skin also. I also do feel that she's also talking about either your name, you are named after somebody else, because I feel like there's a repetition with your name. And I feel like this woman that is coming through, I do notice that she would have lived in a house that actually had a front porch, and I do know that she would have had dogs, because I see her sitting with a dog. And I also do notice she's quite lonely, this lady, as in she spends a lot of time on her own. And I feel like she's connected to your family, and I also get a sense that she's more connected to your dad's side than your mom's side. And I'm also hearing another name that, to me, quite frankly, either it's a Lillian or Lily, or there's an L connection to it, or I'm hearing this as a Lily or Lillian. There's a name connected to this woman also. Are you understand? This woman also, she showed me her hands, and I noticed that she had pretty severe arthritis, because I'm looking at her hands, and it's pretty, pretty severe. I also do feel, to tell you the truth, that before her passing, she began to lose her mind a little bit, as in she became very forgetful. Are you understanding anything that I'm saying to you, please?
No, I have no idea who that could be.
Okay. I need to go on the father's side of the family, because I feel like I'm going father's side of the family. And this woman would have lived in what I see as being a very, very small house. It may have been on two floors, but quite frankly, I feel like downstairs is just like a living room and a kitchen in the back. It's very, very small, maybe a small back room. And as I'm looking at it also, she's talking about, in your father's side of the family, do you understand the four children, please?
On my father's side of the family?
Yeah.
My father had two siblings.
Okay. I need to go on the dad's side of the family. There's something about the four in the family. There's four in the family on the dad's side of the family. Not understanding any of that.
Oh.
I'm also hearing an A initial that to me would be an Andrew or Andy, because I'm hearing a big A initial. I'll have to shout at you an A initial. You're not understanding any of this.
I'm not.
Okay. Andy or Andrew. Joanne, are you there with me?
I'm here, Sarah, yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes Rose, do you really know your family well on
well,
your
yeah.
dad's
my,
side?
My grandmothers died very young. Nobody lived to be 70-something, and
okay.
No one that I know of had severe arthritis in their hand. It was heart and diabetes that both
okay.
grandmothers died. So I don't know who
no,
she's talking about.
Okay,
I do
yeah,
know
there.
My.
Okay. You know your dad's side of the family. Just bear with me for a second, because I didn't say that she was a grandmother, but I felt like I needed to go on with dad's side of the family. And to tell you the truth, if she was married into the family, I just feel like she's connected to you on your dad's side of the family. And she's also yelling at me right now. She's saying that the month of May or the name May, because I'm hearing May has to be significant, because she's saying May is significant.
You know, it's quite possible this could also go back another generation that you're not familiar with, Rose, because a lot of times people find out information after reading occurs. So hopefully you'll understand, maybe take some of the notes and some of the information with you that Siri has given you tonight, and just think about that. A lot of times
I will.
Yeah, we get something called like psychic amnesia, where we may even forget our own grandmother's name. So it has happened, and it's quite a common occurrence. It will happen. You know, all we can say is take that with you. You know, think
okay.
about it. And somebody is trying to connect with you, because I feel the energy around you from spirit. I actually felt someone coming in on dad's side, too. So take that energy with you, and just think about some of the things, maybe check with some other family members. And
I will. Thank you very much.
If you put that all together, I think you'll understand that in time. Thank you for calling, Rose.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Siri, do you want to take one more caller?
Okay, let's try one more.
We have to make it very quick, because we just
very quick.
Okay, we'll take Lori on line 4. She
okay.
was next in line, and we'll do Lori, and then we're going to have to close soon. So, okay, Lori. Hi, how are you, Lori?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I have to tell you that I think the Lillian was for me.
You understood everything that I just said?
Not everything, but things that you said about Lillian. I have a grandmother that passed. It's named Lillian, who had severe arthritis in her hands, and I just think that it's a little ironic that you were giving that to this other woman. But it was my mother's side.
That's interesting because I felt prompted by spirits. I was to either, to go to another reading and let Siri continue with Rose, but I was prompted to take the next caller. And like we said earlier, Siri, everything happens for a reason. And spirit does come in early, too, don't they, Siri?
They do.
Show up earlier.
And I think also because Rose had called in with a more of a psychic question, not a connection with spirit. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling when I was talking about it, I thought, we need to skip. So you understood almost everything except the dad side of the family, but you understood then this connected to on your mom's side of the family?
Well, you described the dogs and you described my grandmother, but she did pass away at an older age.
She was older. Bear with me, though. Would you understand with your grandmother, though, that she spent a lot of time on her own? Because I had to be quite on my own.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that said also, because I also feel like she's talking about... she's still with me. Bear with me. She's still with me. Because I also feel like she's talking about either... No, this is where I'm a little bit confused. She's talking about having had a foggy mind, that either she had... she became very forgetful or she felt depressed, because she's talking about her mind became foggy towards the end of her life. Do you understand this, please?
That's very correct, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because and I feel like she became very frustrated by this, because it's like, when people get dementia and they know that they're okay, but they struggle with it because they just can't... They can't for the life of them remember what day it is. And I feel like there's a sense of frustration with her also because of this. Now, that said, so with your grandmother then, I also feel that... Now, either you have to be big into growing flowers, or she's showing me someone with green fingers, like green thumbs and green fingers, somebody that has a garden, somebody that loves to do gardening.
I have a garden. I don't know if my finger's green, though, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
we were working on the garden
today. Yes,
okay,
we were working on it today and yesterday.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that makes sense to me, because she's wanted to put me in the garden and she's wanted to have my whole hands green. And besides the point whether you have green thumbs or not, but she's just wanted to make my hands green. And she's saying that I don't know what this is. There's something about you. I feel like the message from your grandmother is really that she's wanting you to connect more with spirit, and she's also wanting you to connect more with the earth. I feel I also just need to really quickly let you know that there's another woman that is by her side, that to me feels like she's younger. So there's another woman with your grandmother that is younger than your grandmother is, and I feel like the two of them are coming in together. Now, in your life, I also am hearing a name that to me, I feel like I need to give you two names, the name Heather and then the name Jennifer, that are living on the earth plane. Do you understand this, please?
No.
The big age. I feel like I have a message for Heather, I feel like I need to bring Heather's chin up, like chin up, Heather. And I feel like it's going to dawn on you when you see Heather. I'm not sure what it is. I mean, it could be as simple as like being the hairdresser. It says we need to do chin up with Heather. Now, that said with you, though, so you understand connecting with spirits through the earth, as in with touching the earth, because I feel like I need to touch the earth more with you.
Okay, Sherry, we're gonna have to wrap it up because it's about 5 minutes of.
Okay. Laura, just know that this was your grandmother that came through very strong. Just know that she loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you forever, and she's wanted to spend more time with you in nature.
Thank you very much.
So welcome.
Thanks so much, Lori, for calling in. I'm so glad that we located the correct spirit for the correct caller, because that's important, and everything does happen for a reason, as we said before.
Yep. I had a feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you again, Lori, and have a great evening. Thanks for listening in and calling in to Signs of Life Radio. Siri, I want to thank you so much for being our guest medium this evening. You're really wonderful, and please visit Siri's website at spiritoflight.com. You can catch up on all Siri's upcoming events and offerings, and please stay tuned for the next Signs of Life Radio. This is psychic medium Joanne Gerber signing off and wishing you all a good night. and fly with the angels tonight in your dreams. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.